The following information is intended for educational purposes only. It is not medical advice. The views expressed do not reflect those of this broadcaster. Should you choose to implement this information, please do so only with the assistance of a licensed medical professional. Neither the presenter nor this broadcaster assume any responsibility for any adverse effects or consequences that may result.
First, a worldwide pandemic. Now, diagnoses of AIDS are suddenly on the rise. But why? Is it just a coincidence, or is there something more concerning? Is there a link between COVID and the recent uptick in AIDS diagnoses? Could it have something to do with the vaccine? Dr. Michael Carter has put the pieces of the puzzle together, and he's about to give you a health awakening. Welcome to the Health Awakening. I'm Scott Laird. Is there a connection between the pandemic and the rise in AIDS or AIDS-like symptoms? Well, there's enough to give it a name, VAIDS, vaccine-acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. And someone who can tell us about it is a man who started his medical career as an anesthesiologist and has been a doctor of functional medicine for the past decade. He's helped hundreds of people overcome the COVID crisis, and now he's seeing a new danger on the horizon. Dr. Michael Carter, welcome to the Health Awakening.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So now you are an MD, yet you are also in functional medicine. Can you tell us how that happened?
Oh, sure. Well, started out in anesthesia, did that for about 16 years, and actually had to retire from that because I developed glaucoma. And I have a pretty strong family history of that. And of course, glaucoma, starting with the high pressure in the eyes and so forth, can ultimately lead to blindness and so forth. So, had surgery on both eyes and unfortunately lost the vast majority of the vision in one of my eyes after a complication of the surgery itself. So I was kind of left with monocular or just single vision. So I didn't feel comfortable staying in the anesthesia realm because, of course, you know, we are the ones who are keeping the patient alive during the surgical process, not the surgeon so much. And decided at that point that I needed to migrate out of that specialty and go into different realms. And went into the aesthetics and cosmetic surgical realm, did that for about 8 years, owned about 7 liposuction clinics, had a great deal of fun sculpting, you know, women's bodies and transforming, you know, just their whole physique and so forth. And then after about 8 years, the vision was still kind of on, you know, kind of declining in my really good eye. So really then decided to go on a search as to what are some of the underlying or root causes of this whole glaucoma thing. Because, you know, having the surgeries and being on traditional eye drops to lower the pressure was kind of keeping things at bay, but it really wasn't stopping the process. And of course, all of the glaucoma specialists that I went to really didn't have anything else to offer. So that's how I really kind of got into the functional medicine realm, being a member of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine and Institute for Functional Medicine, and really embarked upon a pathway to really find out what was driving the glaucoma, and of course, a whole host of things that really were elucidated to me and kind of took me out of the allopathic realm and took me down that whole functional medicine pathway. And of course, I got very intrigued with that. And then it kind of just spilled over into me wanting to offer this to other patients. So reversing all sorts of chronic diseases such as, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid issues, GI issues, and also with a specialization in reversing Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia. So, yeah, it's taken me down a very interesting pathway.
Interesting. Now, as part of all that, we're certainly glad you did go into this type of medicine, because I certainly appreciate your advice from a medical standpoint and also from a more natural end of things as well. And during the COVID pandemic, you had seen a lot of patients come your way and you had helped a lot of folks. So tell us about your experience with treating people with COVID. What did you find more often than not?
Well, I mean, of course, you know, they're kind of two sides to this, right? But at the end of the day, is COVID real? Yes, of course it's real. But we do really 99.9% surety that this was, you know, made in a lab and was either intentionally released or accidentally released. And of course it, you know, is wreaking havoc and has wreaked havoc on, you know, hundreds of thousands of lives and so forth. And with me, you know, following the functional medicine edicts of, you know, the leaders out there, it quickly became clear that early treatment was the way to go.
Was there a difference between a lot of people came to you who had chosen not to give the COVID vaccine and a lot of people who did choose to get it? So did you see a difference between those two people?
So, you know, well, again, the vast majority of the people who have come to me who've gotten the vaccine really mostly are the ones who were, I would say, coerced into it, you know, from a job standpoint or even, you know, family pressures and so forth. I wouldn't say that I had many patients that were just, you know, very, very gung-ho about getting it and felt that that was the only way to go. So those individuals already had some hesitancy, shall we say, and so forth, but they did feel that, well, for whatever reason, they needed to do it. And but yes, in terms of those who've got the vaccine and those who have not, who have come down with COVID, obviously it's you know, it's very similar in terms of some of the outcomes and so forth. Oh. But still, it is very individualistic in terms of how far someone is going down that pathway. Of course, I probably have consulted and or treated over 600 people, you know, over the last probably year and a half. With this disease process.
All right, hold that thought. We're talking with Dr. Michael Carter about the results of having come down with COVID, whether you were vaccinated or not. We'll talk more on the Health Awakening up next. Stay with us. And welcome back to the Health Awakening. We're speaking with our guest, Dr. Michael Carter, about COVID and the results of having COVID. Now, Dr. Carter, you have tested some folks who chose to, like you said, whether they were felt they were forced into it or coerced into it. They didn't really want to do the COVID vaccine, but they had to. And you're finding some interesting things in their blood. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we're finding, well, what I'm testing for is, well, both total immunoglobulins as well as the CD4 and CD8 levels. And CD4 are your T helper cells, of course, all, you know, part of the immune system. And CD8 are your natural killer cells. So again, and really when it comes to COVID or really any viral, especially viral infection, it's not really the antibody system that's triggered first. It's the natural killer cell. So if you kind of look at, you know, this as, you know, the armed forces, you know, kind of look at the army, you know, as being like, you know, the first level, they're the ground troops, you know, there, you know, to immediately attack a situation. And then the Air Force and so forth would be kind of considered those kind of the backup. So you can kind of maybe roughly see your antibody system is coming later. And generally speaking, now a lot of people know that it does take a little while for antibodies to develop, 2 or 3 weeks or so. and so forth. So, but it's really critical to look at the strength of the innate immune system, which encompasses, you know, those natural killer cells. So those frontline warriors. And I'm finding that those levels, that CD8 level, has been markedly decreased in those who've gotten the vaccine, and at low normal levels, and in certain situations below normal. And that's quite concerning, because that is really compromising your immune system's ability to fight off, well, any virus for that matter, not just COVID. But more importantly, or just as important, depending on, you know, kind of where you are, is that the natural killer cells also provide, you know, kind of sentry duty to kill off cancer cells. And we are finding that there's a huge increase in all sorts of cancers in those individuals who've gotten the vaccine. And just in my personal circle of friends, family, colleagues, and so forth, numerous stories of individuals who've gotten the vaccine and 2 or 3 months later, you know, the diagnosis of breast cancer or a diagnosis of prostate cancer, and whole host of things. So this is quite concerning with what's going on.
So what can someone do if they find themselves, you know, concerned about this, that they got the vaccine, they didn't really want it, and now they're thinking, oh man, now what do I do? So what can someone do to basically shore up their immune system if they're finding that their levels are indeed low, like what you're explaining?
Well, so we want to really start with, you know, a good battery of tests, a comprehensive panel, to really see kind of where you are on the health disease continuum, so to speak. And, you know, of course, this includes your standard labs, you know, your CBC, your complete blood count, your chemistry, and so forth. But what's more important that generally is not obtained through traditional doctors would be your inflammatory markers, things like homocysteine and C-reactive protein and fibrinogen and ferritin and sedimentation rate, et cetera. Whole host of things. Also, vitamin D level, really, really important. And what makes these markers important is if they are elevated, that is putting an additional load of inflammation on the system. And most people kind of realize that inflammation is, you know, basically one of the main driving forces for disease. So the more inflammation it's in your body, the more, you know, behind the eight ball the body is, you know, able to fight other things off.
All right. We are talking about immune deficiency due to taking a vaccine, of all things. All right. So we'll be back with more on The Health Awakening with Dr. Michael Carter. Stay with us. And welcome back to The Health Awakening. Before the break, we were talking with our guest, Dr. Michael Carter, about immune deficiency, if you will, after taking a COVID vaccine. It seems to have dampened people's immune systems. And Dr. Carter, this is reminiscent of when we say immune deficiency, we think of the acronym AIDS, Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome. Now there's this new term out there. It's happened enough to people who got the COVID vaccine that there's a name for it. They're calling it VAIDS. Could you explain to us what VAIDS is?
Well, yeah, and definitely very, very concerning. So vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Now, does this mean that you're going to get AIDS? No, no. However, because of what it appears that the vaccine is doing, and it's actually showing that with each successive vaccine or shot that you get, or booster and so forth, it's causing negative efficacy of, you know, the strength of your immune system.
What does that mean exactly? What is negative efficacy?
Well, basically, when you get, let's say, the third shot or the booster, it is making you more vulnerable to getting COVID. And that's what we're finding now. Those who've been vaccinated have a much higher propensity to, of course, we have the Omicron, you know, variant now, but it is showing that those who are vaccinated are getting that much more readily, albeit less lethal, but the degree that people are becoming positive seems to be outpacing those who have not been vaccinated.
Would that mean that people are also susceptible to other viruses and other things that come their way?
Absolutely. Wow. And that just really kind of goes back to what I was describing earlier of having, you know, low CD4 and CD8 cells. Now, typically in AIDS, it's your CD4 cells that are low, or again, those, the helper cells that that are involved still in keeping viruses at bay. What we're finding with the vaccine is not so much the CD4 cells. However, I've seen in a couple of patients where both CD4 and CD8 levels have been lowered. So again, when you're thinking about that first line of defense and, you know, the strength of your immune system being compromised like that, it's pretty easy to see that it's making you more vulnerable to anything that comes along. And again, you know, it is also making those more vulnerable to cancer and so forth.
Now, beyond testing, which we've already covered here, all kinds of things we need to be testing for beyond what a normal medical doctor would test for, all these inflammatory markers. If those inflammatory markers are up, and furthermore, if we see that their C4 and their C8 are down, what should a person be doing?
So obviously it starts first and foremost with, you know, your diet. You want to make sure you are not on an inflammatory diet. Packaged foods, the, you know, refined oils, high fructose corn syrup, all of those very, very bad. Gluten and dairy, the traditional, you know, wheat and pasta sources that have been hybridized and cows that have been hybridized, really is contributing to leaky gut, which is another driving force with this as well, because and most people have heard of leaky gut, but that is compromising your immune system as well, because 70-80% of your immune system strength is actually in the gut. So when we are looking at trying to address this diet, you know, healing the gut, there are a whole host of supplements that have been shown to be quite efficacious in, of course, decreasing overall inflammation, and even, you know, some supplements that can be extremely helpful in digesting, say, you know, the spike protein, which we know now is the, you know, inflammatory marker that is causing a whole lot of damage. It's causing strokes, it's causing heart attacks, it's causing, you know, numbness and paralysis and all of these different things, because that spike protein itself, both from the vaccine and of course from the virus itself, can be quite deadly, you know, in many instances.
Now, what kind of supplements are we talking about that would help take control of the spike protein damage?
So, I mean, I really like, you know, the proteolytic enzymes, things like serrapeptidase, things like arteriosil, which is basically an extract of Japanese seaweed that helps to heal what we call the glycocalyx, and that's on the inside of the arteries, the endothelium, because we want that nice and smooth. We don't want that to be a rugged atmosphere where things can get stuck in there. So things like nitric oxide boosters, which help open up the blood vessels and increase blood flow, all very important. You know, even basic things like cod liver oil, which pretty much everyone can have access to, you know, that is in and of itself very anti-inflammatory and can have quite beneficial effects on several tears and so forth.
All right, thank you. Dr. Michael Carter, we are talking about VADs and immunodeficiency on The Health Awakening. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Thank you again for joining us on The Health Awakening today. Our guest has been Dr. Michael Carter. And Dr. Michael, before we go, we want to find out where can folks get these tests you're talking about and find more information about dealing with you and getting you to help them through these things.
So yes, you can visit us at www.healthrevivalpartners.com. And both myself and Dr. Lewis see patients, and we have protocols that are just amazing to help guide people through this. We have testing panels where we can send you to LabCorp to really start the process to kind of see where you are on that health disease continuum. And then, of course, if necessary, I do even deeper dive tests that help elucidate where you are with micronutrient testing, food sensitivity testing, heavy metal testing, mold testing, all of these different things that can really kind of open up the channels, shall we say, so that we can get you back to greatness.
All right, great. Dr. Michael Carter, thank you for joining us today. There you have it, folks. Testing is step number one. So go to healthrevivalpartners.com, work with Dr. Michael Carter, and thank you for joining us today on The Health Awakening. We'll see you next time. Thank you for joining us today on The Health Awakening. You can catch the replay of this episode and see our complete show archive at healthawakening.tv. For more information about our guests today and all they have to offer, please visit their website on the bottom of your screen. And please remember, the information you saw today is intended for educational purposes only. It is not medical advice, nor do the views expressed reflect those of this broadcaster. Should you choose to implement this information, please do so only with the assistance of a licensed medical professional. Neither the presenter nor this broadcaster assume any responsibility for any adverse effects or consequences that may result.